This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with its insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I was thinking today that, like, I really hit the jackpot
with you, Jack.
I cannot with your dad jokes.
I hit the jackpot with Jack. I cannot with your dad jokes. Like, when did you start becoming, like, so dad jokey?
I don't know. I really failed, though, on my last... I wanted to make an orange joke about, the outfit I was wearing. And I was like, I actually have nothing. Like, nothing makes sense. And of course, everyone else commented them and had like super funny things to say. And I'm like,
oh my gosh,
I just totally failed. But like, you know, every once in a while, I'll have a moment of genius. Like, you're my jackpot.
You're my jackpot. People are only allowed to say that to me now.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, I will only go by jackpot now. Thank you.
You're jackpot Jack.
Okay, that too far. Welcome. If you are new here, welcome to the WOMED, where I rip on Danielle and she rips on me too. Sometimes we do like to compliment each other. So I will say, actually, speaking of compliments, you have been crushing that orange color though. Speaking of orange,
thank you.
Is like your new color, I think.
I think it's really good.
So like it just looks so, so beautiful on
you. I've never been an orange person, but you know, and I think once I get a little tanner,
this sunscreen,
I think it'll really pop.
Yeah. You have the most beautiful like glow right now and your hair is so blonde and they're like that orange just.
Oh my God.
I know. You know, see, sometimes I just got to like break you down, but then I got to build you back up.
Oh my God. I really needed that.
So yes, as we said, where we joke with each other, but we also empower each other. And that is what we just love to do here at the WOMED. We are here to uplift voices in medicine, specifically women. And today, we welcome on two incredible women in healthcare.
We have Boz and we have Kyderavi. And I probably didn't roll my R enough on that. And she's going to punch me in the shoulder for it, which I apologize. But they are two dentists. Boz is in dental school. Kyderavi has been working as a dentist. And oh my God, y'all, the energy and magic that happens in this room. I cannot wait for y'all to listen.
Danielle.
What?
I think you got this.
I totally got this. Kyderavi.
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 Oh, Kyderavi. No.
I'm going to sound like such a dick on here. Why am I talking roll right now?
It's because we're white, Danielle.
Oh. No.
The effort is there. That's
the
all
effort
I need.
Is there.
Kyderavi.
It's the worst one. They're like, can I just call you Karen?
No.
No. That Whoa. Was very loud. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, but so like, I mean, I go by Baz, right? Mm-hmm. But like, I don't care if people call me Baz or Bath. Only if you can pronounce Baz, because I remember in undergrad, people were like, oh yeah, we're going to Baz's party. I'm like, oh, we're going to Baz's party. And they wouldn't realize I was the same person.
What?
Which is why I'm like, no, you only can say Baz if you can pronounce Bathme. It's not hard. Three
no,
syllables.
Bathme.
Like, trust me with the B.
I love your name.
I love your name.
Come on.
Does it have any specific meaning behind it?
Yeah, so it's in my dad's language. We're from Nigeria, but like Ugwa, which is a very, very small, like of the Ngeni people, very, very small tribe. But it kind of translates loosely to like God will prosper me or like broaden horizons.
That's so beautiful.
So it's been very prophetic that. Because I mean, I don't feel like I have any bounds or, you know, I don't like boxes.
No.
Yeah, because I don't belong in one. So yeah, it kind of, yeah, so yeah.
I love that. That's my favorite thing about you. Yeah. Like, you are always breaking molds. You live in this, like, just like a different plane of like energy. Like it, you're magic to me, honestly. Like you walk in a room and everyone's like, there she is.
Oh my God.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love and adore you so much.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. I'm just here trying to live. That's all. You know, life is beautiful, man. I mean, there's so much crappy stuff out there, and but there's so much that can be gained, and I'm all about what can be, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, it just comes out, and like, I mean, right now I'm around my favorite people, so I'm so excited to see everybody, yeah. And that just comes out when I'm around those people. So, it's, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of effortless.
Well, we've wanted to have you both on the WOMED for a long time. We have not had a dentist. Well, we had Hamza on, but like...
We didn't talk anything about dentistry.
We didn't talk anything about dentistry. And so, Baz, you are a dental student. When are you done?
I have one more year.
One more year. Okay.
So close.
Yeah.
The last year's the best
My year. Last sentence. That's what they say, but we'll see. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Toes crossed.
And Kyra V.
Yes.
Yes.
Danielle, that was very impressive.
I don't like getting people's names wrong.
Was,
like,
no, you did that was really
right,
well.
Though, right?
Do you know what it means?
No, tell me what it means.
It means moonlight in Sanskrit.
Okay.
Oh my God, that I have chills. So do you beautiful. Know how, as I pull the mic away from my face, podcasting 101.
Definitely not as prophetic as
Oh my God.
The moon is so special to me. And like the stars, like I feel so, not to get like too woo-woo, but like I feel so energized by the moon. Like I feel like the gravity or like the pull or something. Like if it's a full moon, I literally just like open my palms and I can't tell you why I do it, but I do it and I just feel it.
I also think you're about to get your period and you're like basically almost synced up with the full moon. So
I am almost synced up with a full moon.
You're like 2 days late. Well, that is assuming that I know your cycle. So it should be coming tomorrow.
Well, we used to be. Well, no, I haven't started spotting yet. Oh, but okay, we used to be like synced.
I love how close you are.
Like down to the
that's
hour.
How you can, that's how you can judge a friendship. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Our peers on the same time.
Yeah. But wait, did y'all hear about
it? Oh God, no, we can't even talk about it. No, we
and now you have to.
No, we have to, because you know what, honestly, it sounds like I get where she's coming from when she says this, because it sounds kind of cool and like earthy, but the woman that's been, Yaya, who's been doing the like sound bath stuff, she was talking about how she just like wants to get a group of women together, like bleed on the earth. Like pull up and just like bleed on the earth and let the earth absorb them. And it was like this like super connected experience that she had. And I was like, I get it, but I don't think I'm going to bleed on the earth.
Kuka's out in everything.
Yeah, she wants that. So we're gonna table that for now. We're gonna the table imagery. That idea for now.
Yeah.
Maybe
shocking things you hear on the WOMED. Yes. We are gonna bleed on the earth together.
No, we're actually not, but maybe we'll have a doula on and we can talk all about bleeding on the earth.
I love okay, another so day. Not all doulas are like that though. But we're not talking doulas. We are talking dentistry, specifically women in dentistry, because as we all know, white men rule the world.
Pew, 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 pew.
So I've been really excited to have this conversation because A, I'm not a dentist. I love getting my teeth cleaned. It is one of my most favorite things to do. And I've always been told I have really good oral hygiene. So
your teeth are beautiful.
They're gorgeous.
I love it.
Gorgeous.
I'm not kidding. I you love don't? It.
We're not going to. That's Come not see the me. Point of the conversation
Come
today.
Come see me. We'll work on that. No, I love it. I've never had a bad experience at the dentist. And I've had different, you know, I've had like a cavity, you know. I haven't had a root canal. If I ever have to have that, I might change my mind. But it's something I feel like there's so much, either people love it or they hate it. But I've never had a female dentist.
Wow.
Never.
Okay, that's kind of crazy.
And that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I know the statistics are changing in medicine, but I feel like dentistry just isn't talked enough about. So obviously I follow both of you. Baz, I've been following your story for like basically since the IPO event, which wasn't that long. Well, it was a year.
Yeah.
And you have just had a very tumultuous, I'd say, journey to become a dentist.
Yeah.
And do you feel comfortable kind of like speaking into some of the things that have been harder for you in this journey?
Yeah, sure. So I'm non-traditional in every sense of the way. Like I started dental school at 26. My parents aren't, I mean, my parents both have masters, but like they aren't doctors or dentists or anything like that. So it's a lot of things that I kind of had to figure out on my own. Mm-hmm. And I think the first biggest challenge I had was just applying for insurance. You know, that in itself, like we had to, of course, every school makes you have insurance. And the only option that my school gave me was this one that cost $1,000 a semester and you could pay it up front. You couldn't pay in a payment plan. So I did that. I did that, right? And like, you know, things went past. I almost had to like, you know, repeat a whole year of dental school because I, you know, graduate. I mean, I passed the class with a 70. Oh, failed the class with a 71. I needed a 75. And I had to almost lawyer up to say that I wasn't given due process because at the time they didn't tell me until like the day before the summer semester that like that was my fate. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, you're basically
setting me up to fail.
And I'm like, on top of that, like, okay, so you have the summer courses in the summer because there's always summer courses. But I'm like, I can't pay my rent the whole entire summer and I can't move back home. That's both $3,000. So what do I do? You are not giving me an option. And again, I'm not a traditional student, right? I'm a little bit older. People just expect students to have, you know, financial stability.
Buku's amount of money.
Yeah.
Makes no sense, right? And then on top of that, so like, okay, even went to the point where like the IPO event, we met the IPO event. And during that time, I was just trying to get ahead, trying to be a good student. And with the first selectives that I took, because we have to take 2 credits with the selectives, I took this one selective, which is a business and marketing class. So I told them that I was doing all this stuff and that I would need to miss a day. And they're like, okay, that's fine. But I ended up missing 2 days because I was so stressed out about this class. It was from 8 to 5. 8 to 5 every day during my summer break. That before the IPO event, I drove to the airport. And the reason why I missed 2 days versus 1 day is because I forgot my suitcase at home. And I didn't realize that until I pulled into parking. Drive back, got my suitcase, came back to the airport, got a later flight. And by the time I got to New York, that was a whole day. That was a day miss. I even did like part of it in the airport. And so by the time I finished that class, they were like, yeah, we're not recommending her to get credit for this class because she gave unsatisfactory performance, even though I was the most vocal person and I drew more conversation than everybody else. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. And on top of that, like, this is a business and marketing class. I'm at an IPO event. A legendary IPO event. What are you
on Wall Street?
On Wall Street.
For a business and marketing class.
Yes.
You're like, you should be teaching the business and marketing class. Hello? At this point.
Yeah.
And so like, I mean, I don't know. There's just so many like, I don't know, ancient and I don't know, like, I guess this dumb things wrapped around in or packaged as traditional. You know, not traditionalism, but like professionalism, right? But that doesn't service everybody. And it doesn't service a growing community of healthcare professionals or even patients in general. And so those are the struggles I've been dealing with.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
The whole scrub colors, the whole concept of professionalism just needs to change.
Agree.
It doesn't serve anybody.
No.
And I mean, we keep saying it, but patient outcomes are better when you can recognize and you can see yourselves in your providers.
Absolutely.
I agree.
So it's so frustrating that I just don't know how to make that change. You know, and I feel like it's just going to keep taking like people like you just being like, no, I'm not going to fucking do that. Like,
yep, I agree.
This is me. You're not going to break me down to fit whatever mold that you want.
Right.
Right. And as we kind of started the episode, dentistry is primarily a white male dominated field. We mm-hmm. talk a lot on the podcast about how the patriarchy runs so deep into our healthcare system in general. But from a dentistry perspective, I would love to hear like both of your just like in general, your experiences or if anything that you've seen like recently that has kind of shown up in whether it's your personal life or in your dentistry life that you've seen that and you've experienced that.
Yeah. So I am an Indian American female. So I also started dental school at 26.
Hey, yes. Not traditional.
I love to see it. But in my first year of working, I worked at a private practice. Not a private practice. I worked for a corporate office. And in this corporate office, it was high volume. So I saw about anywhere between 26 to 40 patients a day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Crazy, craziness. But when you obviously you care, you want to make sure that every patient gets the care that they deserve and what they're paying for. Mm-hmm. So I had an African-American female come in, treat her just like everyone else. And before I came in to work at this office, there was four other dentists that came and left. And so she, after the appointment, she stopped me, tears in her eyes. She just said, I am so thankful that you are working here because you're the first person that's actually taken me seriously. And I didn't even like treating her. I didn't even think twice about her race.
Right.
I just thought about like, what can I do to teach you to make your oral health better and like, obviously make your life better.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to an individual perspective, you never think about it like that. So it hurts me that African American people have to deal with this mm-hmm. when healthcare is a given right.
Right.
It's like, it's just mind blowing to me. And there's also been other times with being a female in dentistry. I had a middle aged man, same job. He was like, so what's your first name? I said, why do you want to know my first name? He's like, what? I want to call you by your first name. And I was like,
You can call me doctor. Thank
right.
you.
That's what I said. He's like, so tell me what your first name is. I said, my first name is doctor.
Oh, yes.
My job.
My assistant is standing there like dying on the floor.
I love it.
But I walked out and I like told my front desk, I don't want to see this patient anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Dismissed him. Yeah. Ooh.
Good for you.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
There's a lot of power in dismissing patients. It feels great.
The disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry.
I feel like you just got to go through it to become like a better provider.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I want to like teach. So I feel like seeing somebody who looks like me in a teaching institution would be life-changing.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Life-changing. I think it'd be great.
You were saying something too. I don't know if this was someone that you had taught or like how the situation came about, but that you're like, actually, no, I taught these people what they're doing. Like I'm a badass. Like,
yeah. And so when I was in school, I was part of an honors program. So I got to take on harder cases for prosthodontics. So that was great. And actually I got this position because the head of the clinic was an African-American female and she chose me from a list. Amazing. I love her. To this day, I'm like so grateful for her. But I had this patient and I was about to do, I think like a crown on him, something very simple. But his treatment overall was pretty intense. And he, before I even started, he looked at my like male colleague who was watching me to learn. Does she know what she's doing? Can I get you instead? And my male colleague was like, no, you want her. You definitely want her. When it's just mind blowing.
I know it's not my place, but I'm angry for y'all. Like, this is just so, it's just infuriating that like, not only as a woman of color, two women of color who are extremely intelligent, extremely proficient, and extremely capable of their jobs, that comes into question just because you are a woman and you are a woman of color.
I think they're like the invisible hoops that you have to jump through to get to where we're at. Honestly, I mean, getting into dental school to become a dentist has been the longest pursuit of my life. Harder than walking in New York Fashion Week, like harder than, you know, harder than anything else I've ever tried, because there's so many insidious things that no one tells you about. And, you know, but the people, I guess, of color who are, you know, already professionals, they're trying to get over their own traumas before they can teach you about theirs, you know? So mm-hmm. like, they can't really warn you. I don't know. It's hard. It's just hard. It's unfortunate too.
When you react and these things happen, you have to also keep in mind that you have to react with a level head. Otherwise, you're labeled as emotional.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or angry, an angry yes. female. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you just have to take it all and respond with grace.
Would you say that both of your experiences so far with other females in the field, like, is that pretty, like, across the board, would you say, for females in dentistry to be discriminated against? Or, like, what's your experience with other females in the field?
I feel like it's hit or miss, because I've had these conversations before with other females. Some females will say, like, I've never had that situation happen to me before. I'm like, and then other females will say, yeah, that happened to me once or twice. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the appearance,
what
I believe.
Advice, like, would you give then for, like, a female that's thinking about applying to dentistry, or especially a female of color? What are some, like, pieces of advice that, or would you even say, go into this field?
Do it, play the game, and then become one of the people who helps others.
Absolutely.
So they don't have to go through what
Absolutely.
You did.
Absolutely. I agree on that. Like, if you can find one person who can be, like, the slightest of mentors to you, to say that, hey, yeah, I see you and I see what you're going through. And yeah, you aren't going insane. This is not in your head. This is actual reality. And I experienced what you experienced, but push through, because we need more people like you mm-hmm. to make sure that, like, this doesn't happen as often as it does. So yeah, I completely agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I don't want my experiences to happen to the future generations.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I want them to feel like they're opportunity to learn and do things is equal across the board. They shouldn't have to jump through these hoops.
Oh gosh, no. These are acrobatic hoops we have to jump through. Not even like, it's like
Olympic style,
right? Contorting and everything.
The new event on the Olympics is becoming a dentist as a female.
Right. Good luck, y'all.
Baz, have you found, like, any mentees or mentors?
So, really fun. Like, I mean, so Hamza and Lena, you know, through FIG, they were my first ones who actually reached out to me and made me feel comfortable and good about being different and about being creative. Because, I mean, I got into dentistry not because of science. Like, I'm not a fan of science at all. I just wanted to do artsy stuff and connect with people, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, that was the most stable way to do it, was through dentistry, because it's microsculpting and, you know, both in, like, taking away and building up. Mm-hmm. And yeah, both of them were just very much so, like, they had different paths. Hamza's is a little bit more traditional versus Lena's, but, like, they made me feel okay. To the point where, like, I guess they granted me space in the profession that I chose, right? Because mm-hmm. at the time being, I didn't feel like there was space for me.
Yeah.
And obviously there is, because those two people are flourishing in their careers, their multiple careers, you know? Mm-hmm. So why can't I do the same? And I was looking for that because I just didn't see that in the environment that I was in dental school. So
I'm excited to see you flourish and grow, especially after you graduate, because you are just going to, like, blow the water. I just know it.
Thank you.
You're like a space in your own. You're like Lena. Lena is a friend of ours. She is the owner and creator of V-Coterie.
Yes.
And she left her orthodontic residency to continue and pursue her business because it was flourishing. And now she's working as a general dentist, and she's opening up her own dental office part of her office being for V-Coterie.
Wow, oh, I didn't know that.
Cool.
I didn't know that.
Shout out Blue Dome Dental.
Ludon. Hey. But at the same time, like, no, it's the point where I tell people about, like, I mean, I have friends who wear V-Coterie pins and everything like that. And I'm like, you know, she's a dentist, right? And you know that, like, she quit her residency to do this, right? But she still works whenever she wants to. And they're like, wow, that's crazy. But I'm like, it shouldn't be crazy. It shouldn't be. Whatever you want to do, however you want to share yourself with the world, mm-hmm. should be a reality and not something that's, you know, insane or out, you know, like.
No, you're a dentist. You're just going to be a dentist.
Mm. Exactly.
Some people really treat it as a personality.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with, like, nurses, with doctors, like, people, it makes people uncomfortable to be like, wait, I can be more, I can share this as, like, something fun. Like, when I started modeling, when I moved down to Nashville, like, people I worked with were like, they either thought it was, like, super cool. They're like, oh my God, you got to do that music video. Oh my God, that's so cool. And other people were like, then why are you working as a nurse if you want to be a model or an actress?
First of all, what music video?
Oh, well, there's been a few.
Hello.
Subtle flex.
Not on us, okay?
It's all country music, though. It's fine.
Oh, those are the music videos you want to be a part of.
Right. Oh my God. They actually, side note, my friends used to make it like a drinking game. If they were out at the bar and they'd be like, you know, they'd play music videos like, oh, we just saw Multi.
Oh, I love that.
So, I need to look up this music video.
Oh, we will. Also, let me go ahead and go to those bars.
Confidence. So, Baz, you've done a lot of modeling and stuff, though, too. You walked in Fashion Week.
Yeah, I have.
Goals.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It's just something, I mean, I've always been tall with, like, high cheekbones. So, mm-hmm. it's something I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
So, I did it.
That's the thing. People,
that's the energy I need.
Yes.
That's what I wanted, so I did it.
Will, like, shame you for doing something outside of the box. But it's like, if they were given that same opportunity, they would take it too.
Hello?
I think it, like, opens up even a greater conversation that we're having about females and bringing that feminine energy into healthcare. Like, females, naturally, we have such, like, we're able to tap into that intuition and that creativity. And we are mm-hmm. so... You know, not to hate on our male colleagues, but I think that that's such an advantage that we can bring to healthcare, that we have other interests and we are creative and we are intuitive. What other ways do you guys see that, like, your creativity and your different interests? Like, how do you translate that into healthcare?
Oh, I love this. I love this question. So I feel like being a female, I'm able to relate to my pregnant moms, pregnant women, women about to have a wedding, that want to look their best for their weddings. Mm-hmm. Just like recently divorced women that are ready to get back into the field, or just people that are not confident in their smile and take selfies and just want to just look better, are not happy with their smiles. It's just, I get it. I know how it feels to take a selfie and feel like, ew.
I have to smile a certain way so it, like, doesn't show.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that female perspective is a game changer. It's like you have that empathy that you wouldn't get otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think right now, really in the same way within dental school, basically. So I'm president of two orgs right now. Crazy. But I'm president of, like, the SNDA and also of a public health organization called AAPHD. And basically those two organizations, I've been able to, I guess, just create access and advocacy for students who are kind of like me or maybe not like me, to the point where, you know, I'm able to widen the perspective of people who are looked after when it comes to dentistry. Because again, mm-hmm. typically I feel like a lot of the slights against me were because I wasn't thought of. I wasn't that, you know, I don't know, anxious white man, you know, mm-hmm. coming in. So I was an afterthought. And, you know, it wasn't until, like, I made things, I guess, like, apparent that they actually, I guess, kind of helped me out. Okay. So, but like, so, like, I mean, even things when it comes to, like, for instance, I met So with those organizations, I'm able to, I also partner with other organizations like the Muslim Student Dental Organization on our campus. And that's when I realized, for instance, I realized, you know, treating people through Ramadan is different, you know? Mm. Okay. So for instance, like, okay, like, yes, okay, like an accidental swallow of water doesn't break your fast, but how would you want to respect somebody who's yes. trying to respect, you know, their spirituality, mm-hmm. you know? And that's not talked about.
No.
At all. So, like, I think that's how I'm changing it right now on the ground front.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it always goes back to empathy of knowing about, you know, not wanting other people to struggle how you have, and just also just being intuitive to know that, like, okay, well, this person might be feeling something. How can I ease their life? Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Why did you want to be a dentist?
Oh, it was a combination of artistry and community.
Yeah.
Again, always wanted to be an artist. Mm-hmm. But I'm too sensitive to
do cosmetic dentistry then? Or
my dream job is to work part-time and work two part-time jobs, 2 days as very, very high cosmetic, Botox, everything, complete mm-hmm. facial transformations.
Work with me.
Oh,
I love that.
Hire me.
Oh, I love this.
And then 2 days public health, just because, like, I've seen it. I'm here based off of accident. Like, people like me are in dental school.
It was definitely not an accident.
Well, okay. Well, yes. Okay. Thank you. It's definitely divine. But at the same time, people like me aren't in dental school. You know, like, mm-hmm. like, I don't have the typical makeup to be here, right? So, and I think that kind of contributes to how I feel like some people feel like dentistry is a luxury. Mm. And no, it's
a vital part of healthcare.
It's a vital part, but people don't treat it that way. So, like, I feel like I still want to contribute some of my time to, I guess, people who, you know, I don't know, just don't have, I guess, the right makeup to the point where they can just have a dentist whenever, you know, mm-hmm. to the point where they have to go to community clinics, you know? So,
right.
So yeah. So 2 and 2, really cute. Hire me, you know.
Babs, I would love to just teach you everything that I
please
know.
Do.
I would love
please,
to.
Please,
I love
please.
This
whole like yes, mentor yes, mentee.
Yes, 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 yes. Like, come to having. Austin. You can just watch me. I love.
Oh,
love
I can
teaching.
Watch you all day, girl.
I would love to know your like. Where do you see why like. Same question. Why did you want to become a dentist and how has your career evolved and where do you see it going besides hiring Bass?
Yeah. And creating hiring, like please. The best dental. I will fly down to you guys. You can be my new dentist.
Yes.
You can help with like the public health stuff.
Oh, that's true. That's yeah. true.
They can sell Riot Healers stuff at their dentist.
Absolutely.
I can do all your primary care at the public health.
Yes. Group practice.
That way we can take more medically compromised patients.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yes. All right, back to the question. Before we design this clinic.
Wait, tell me the question again.
I'm dead.
Okay. Why dentistry? Same question. And how has your career evolved? Where do you see it going?
So why did I become a dentist? When I was 16, I wanted to make money because I hated asking my parents for money. So I figured out in my high school, there was a program where you can leave school and work half the day. So, and I knew I wanted to work in healthcare. Nobody in my class wanted to do healthcare. So I had like a plethora of options. So I had an interview set up at a pediatric dental office on Monday and an interview set up at an optometry office on a Friday. I went to the interview on Monday. I walked out. He called me. He's like, you have the job. So I worked there at a pediatric dental office when I was 15 for 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's yeah. crazy. That's
my mom
that's
would
amazing.
Drive me to work.
Yeah, that's my mom amazing. Would drive me
to what do you work. Think would have happened if you had the optometry interview first?
Yeah.
We will never know. We will never know. She's like, I'm not doing LASIKs. How crazy, right?
That is insane. So young.
I love it.
I'm fortunate to have had that type of clarity at such a young mm-hmm. age. It was thanks to my parents. Oh yeah, when I said I wanted to be a dentist, they were like, okay.
That
works. no argument there.
Right.
When I said I wanted a job, they were like, okay.
Sounds like home.
Right?
Yes.
So since your early days of, before you were even able to drive, How has your career evolved?
Actually, I knew I wanted to be a dentist, but of course I was young and free in college. So caring about my GPA just wasn't a thing. I was in a sorority and you know how sororities are. It's just like nothing but social events. So my GPA took a tank at that time. And then one day I woke up and I'm like, girl, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get it together. So I treated school like it was a job. And that's when I was like back on my stuff. I had a semi-competitive GPA, but not enough to know that for sure I was going to go into, for sure going to dental school. So I didn't apply. I applied for a master's program, made sure I got a 4.0 there. And then in the middle of my master's program, I applied to dental school. And then in dental school is when I started to really, really love cosmetics and prosthodontics. Like that was like where my heart was. And now here we are.
Oh my gosh.
Here we are.
We have a similar story because my science GPA, the 2.78, even though I graduated with a 3.5 all around, I'm a psychology major. And but you have the insight to know that like, okay, just go ahead and go to the master's program. I don't know what it is. I think it's just me just feeling like, oh, the world's my oyster. I'm just going to get things, right? And I applied twice, didn't get in twice. And then finally got a master's, even though everyone says, hey, Bash, just go and get a master's. I'm like, oh, nah.
No, I just have a fear of rejection.
Oh.
I think we all have that very deep inside of
real.
Us.
It's real. But no, I did the same thing where, I got a really high GPA in my master's program and finally got in too. And that's crazy.
Yeah,
I just didn't know that. I mean, I just always assumed that
it was an easy. No.
Not that it was easy, but like you just do so effortlessly. You know, like,
what a compliment.
You know, like it's
also
a,
I was vice president of SNDA.
Yes, my hitter. Yes.
We're so similar.
We are okay. Did we just become best friends?
I thought we were ready for it. This is best awkward. Friends.
Oh, okay. We're gonna hang out.
You're
a lot
like,
more.
This is awkward. Yeah. You have to be my maid of honor one day.
No, we're gonna hang out a lot more, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, every single time I tell you to come to Austin, you're like, sure,
I'm ready. Just give me a date, you know, and I'll be there. I'll, you know.
Well, Jack and I need to come to Austin too, so we'll make like a
girl trip.
Yes, 100%. Y'all, this is what the WOMED's about. Like, this is why I started. I wanted like more people to be brought together in these fields and to just bounce ideas off each other and just create. And this is what we're doing right
we
here.
Are.
And it makes me feel so fulfilled and so happy. So thank you for selfishly.
Well, thanks for bringing it. I mean, of course we have the same mutual. And of course, this would have gotten there, you know, eventually. Mm-hmm. But thank you for expediting it.
I'm so grateful to like be here. You guys are amazing, paving the way for all women. We're talking about women in dentistry, but women in healthcare. You guys are literally goals.
Yes.
Thank you. That is so sweet.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We've cried already today.
I know. We're cutting off the crying today. But I think that like this conversation, just even hearing your stories in dentistry is going to be so empowering for so many other women or girls that maybe
non-traditional routes.
Absolutely. And so like, I kind of just want to wrap this up with just like one more piece of advice that you would give somebody that is thinking about going the dentistry route, like a little pep talk that you would give them.
Follow both of your accounts, obviously, because what y'all are doing with your social media platforms is so beneficial to future women in dentistry. So please keep doing what you're doing. And now answer Jack's question.
Which was one more piece of advice, just in case we forgot.
I would say there's going to be a bunch of moments where life and the whole entire process will knock you down, tell you no. And it's not going to be a straight line. You're just don't give up. If your heart's in the right place, don't give up and you will get there.
Mine was basically similar. I'm like, if you have something you're passionate about and dentistry is part of it, continue to do it. You know, anyone else is telling you you aren't doing it right. I mean, who can say? Continue, like do what you have to do to get to where you want to be. Because you got it. Something's burning inside of you that's telling you this is what you want to do. So do it.
This is what the WOMED is about. It is about community. It is about women finding each other and wanting to create even more awesomeness together.
Absolutely. I am like just riding high, feeding off of the energy of that episode. And if those two don't start their own podcast together, like
podcast,
soon,
let alone business.
Yeah, totally. We're just like, I feel like we just witnessed the start of something great here today.
I know. I'm so excited. So make sure you follow along with Kaitor V at Dr. Kaitor V Patel. That is her Instagram handle. It is DrKaitorVipatel. We will link it in the show notes. And Boz goes by Simply Boz. Simply, hopefully you can spell it, .baz. Find both of them on Instagram. They are two exceptional resources for women looking into dentistry and just really great people to follow in general. I love them.
Yeah, absolutely. If you are thinking about going into dentistry, or you have friends or, you know, fellow students that are thinking about going into dentistry, definitely send along this episode. But I think that this is such an empowering episode for all women in healthcare.
Yes.
So make sure you follow both of them. If you like this episode, send it along to a friend. You know where to find us on Instagram at The WOMED. Same with on TikTok at The WOMED. If you have any questions or want to submit any cool things going on, hit us up at our website or send us a DM. You know where to find us. And we hope to catch you next week, every Monday on The WOMED. Thank you so much for tuning in. On that note,
WOMED out.